Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
Oh, man. Everybody, how y'all doing? My radio sister. What's up, everybody? Glad to have you here. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Thank you. Welcome back. Feeling good today. The last remnants of that cold I had is gone. Shout out to Whoopi Goldberg, who had double pneumonia. You know, just so many things going on, so just thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm healthy, and I'm okay. You know, my mother used to say when I was a young man, 17, 18 years old, and thought I could conquer the world, my mother used to say, at least you got your health. You know, when you're 17, 18, you know, you're thinking, I know for me, I was thinking that I was bulletproof. And could nothing hurt me. So when my mother used to say, at least you got your health, I'd be like, yeah, right, okay. I didn't value that, you know. But as we get older, what's up, Sharon? Sharon Allen Chambers, my sister. Love you, my sister. Sharon Allen Chambers, who received the first R. Kelly Show gift pack. I'll get to that later. But yes, when I was a young man, I used to think I was bulletproof, 17, 18, 19 years old. The world was mine. And as you get older, you start to value, you know, some of these things. You start to value your health because so many folks who are not doing so well right now. Shout out to Walter. What is Walter's last name? I'll get it. Who's in the hospital right now. Shout out to you, Walter. You know who you are. I don't know if you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, but you know, just want to shout Walter out. And those of you who know Walter Thompson, please do pray for the brother who's in not in such a great way in the hospital. So anyway, did anybody see the footage of that plane that crossed the highway? Wow! I'm like, wow, that is like, you are like seconds away from death. So when you're out here, so again, once again, thank you, Lord, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me to get here. Because, you know, you never know if you're seconds away from death or you're just you're a moment away from not being here on this earth anymore. So if you made it home, thank you, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anyway, that's enough about that. I'm not a preacher. But shout out to everybody who's participated in the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, sponsored by High Above Media. I'll tell you more about that a little bit later on during one of the breaks. Anyway, glad to have you here. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know you guys are busy, and these days it's hard to get anybody's attention. Grateful I can get you guys' attention every Thursday evening. Maybe not the whole hour. I understand. Nobody listens to the whole hour. People come and go, and I get that. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me today. So we got another candidate, Beto O'Rourke. You know, and I posted on somebody's Facebook today that I didn't like Ocasio-Cortez. And I'm going to talk about that. I'm also going to talk about this gay conversion therapy, which is, I don't know. And I'm going to talk about Trump, a little bit about Trump as well. You know, you're tired of talking about him, but we will address Mr. Trump sometime in the program. Okay, So we have another candidate, Beto O'Rourke. Beto O'Rourke was the Texas congressman who ran for senator against Ted Cruz. And he only lost by 3 points. So it was very close. It was a phew for Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz almost lost. So Beto O'Rourke is the latest Democrat to jump into the fray. So I think that brings the total up to 11 now, who officially declared. Now, there's about 25. There's another 10 or so who are hanging around, created exploratory committees and that type of thing. You know, with exploratory committees, you hire some people and you go out and you take a sampling, and who knows you, don't know you, who like you, who don't like you. So it's not a you can't swear by it, but you do get in there. It's more like a poll. You get an opportunity to see who knows you, who likes you, who don't like you, what your name recognition is, and all that stuff. So there's about 10 people out there who are trying to see how fundraising would go and see if they have a chance. See, when you have to do that, you know you don't have a chance. See, when you got to go out with an exploratory committee, you already know you don't have a chance because there's no way to ensure the outcome of anything. So Beto O'Rourke is the next Democrat to throw his hat in the ring. While Trump, no other Republican dare run against Trump, the terrific. And so right now, there's no one in the Republican Party who's running against Mr. Trump. And there are 11 people who are running so far who have officially declared. There's 11 people who officially declared that they are running in the 2020 presidential campaign. Now, see, I have a problem with, I look over the list and there's nobody that excites me. Not Bernie and not Beto, not Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. I mean, none of them really do anything for me as far as a candidate. Maybe because I understand politics a little bit more than some people. But none of them do anything for me. I can't pin my hopes on Cory Booker or Kamala Harris or Beto O'Rourke, and especially Bernie. You know, see, because this is a, you know, because let me explain something to you. This is the United States of America is a capitalist society, which means that, you know, it's people, you know, the bedrock of this country is a free trade. And that's how some got wealthy and some did not. Now, you can't pay for everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't give away everything. I mean, people are talking about free health care and all this stuff. And see, it's just, when you look at a country like Sweden, for example, there might be 10 million people there. And they have free health care and they have this, that, and the other. Yeah, it's manageable when you have a small, compared to the United States. Sweden has a very small population, you know, 10 million people, 10, 15 million people, tops, who live in Sweden, for example. It's about the size of Connecticut. So it's not a big country like the United States of America. The United States of America has 330 million people. And Sweden has only a couple of million. So you can't compare the two. And you can't give away everything. You know, some people have and some don't. And I'm okay with that. You know, some people have and some people don't have. And all of this talk about, you know, equal this and equal that, I just, it wouldn't be worth being rich if everybody was rich. No one would recognize poor if everybody was poor. If everybody was on the same level, if everybody was, you know, was limited in how they could advance their lives, what would life be worth living? Or why would life be worth living? So I think that, you know, this stuff with Bernie and Beto and give away the farm, I mean, the country has to create revenue. The United States of America has to create revenue. This is like the largest economy in the world. The United States of America has to create some kind of revenue. So you have to have free trade, you have to have commerce in the country. It has to be, you have to have it. If you don't have it, then there's not going to be anything like. But this is what America was built on. It was based on. So you got to have some kind of, you got to have revenue. The United States of America doesn't run on air. It has a budget. And revenue needs to be created. So there needs to be free trade. That free trade needs to be taxed. Maybe not like Trump's giveaway tax with the corporate welfare that he gave away last year. I mean, not like that, but the country does need to create revenue because the taxes have to be paid and the departments have to run you have to have the armed forces, you have to have all these other things, you know, and so I'm just not down with this Bernie Beto giveaway everything, because you know what, I'll even say this. Now, how many people, I mean, being realistic, how many people, shout out to Michael Majak, how many people would actually go to, let's say, for people living in Patterson, for example, who listen to the Ron Kelly show, or somebody in like Massachusetts, like my boy Michael Majak, or Jersey City, where Hudson County College is located, or anywhere in the United States of America, because there are people all over the world who listen to the Ron Kelly show. But let's keep it in America, for example. Now, how many people would actually go and sign up to the community college if they knew it was free? I mean, how many people would go? And I'm not saying that we wouldn't go, but how many people do you think would actually go? Shout out to you, my brother. How many people would actually go to community college if they said it was free? If you can go to Essex County College right now and sign up for free, just sign up, you know, how many people would actually go? How many people would finish? You know, so you can take a horse to water, but you can't make that horse drink. And I will say that I don't think the doors will be busting down with people, if the admissions department will be overwhelmed with applications if it was declared that the county community colleges were all free. Morris County, Essex, Union, Bergen, Passaic, Hudson, all across America, if all the community colleges, because it only involves community colleges, that's it. So what if the community colleges, well, shout out to Lamont Gates, what if community colleges were free? If it was a nationwide declaration that all community colleges in the United States of America, all the community colleges were free, how many people do you think would be running there? I will say that I don't believe that a whole bunch of people will be running to overwhelming the admissions offices of these schools trying to get in. I don't believe that we would. I don't. You see, because we talk about, my phone is pinging like somebody's texting me. Because we talk about being positive, you know. See, being positive means ignore reality. That's what being positive means. Ignore reality. You see, and we've been ignoring reality for so long, that's why we're in the position we're in today, because we've been ignoring reality. Speaking into existence. We need to stop that. But you have to do something to bring it into resistance. You can't speak it into resistance. We got to stop with this nonsense. You see, so people like me, for example, who don't like me because I'm not, you know, I'm not falling for the okie doke. Now, there are problems that we have to address. And like I said, I don't think that our people, black folks, would be kicking the door down to get into community college. I just don't think so. But, you know, I'm branded as a negative radio personality. But I'm the only one that's keeping it real. If you're drinking, and if you don't admit you're an alcoholic, you're going to keep drinking until you eventually kill somebody or yourself. So, you know, the admission has to be made before we can actually do something about our plight. And I really don't think that our folks would be running, kicking down the doors of any community college to join. That's just my opinion. I don't think we would. You know, it's one thing to give somebody something, but would they be willing to take it? See, because you give somebody college tuition, that it's not going to be, but you give it, but they got to go to school for the next 2 years. You know, see, some people don't want what's best for them. They just want what's good for them, you know. And to give something that takes work, it's like the Habitat for Humanity. Now, a lot of folks who have to put in the sweat equity, shout out Stephanie Freitas and Lamont Gates. I think that's a couple. Not sure. Anyway, so it's just like with Habitat for Humanity, you have to put in your sweat equity. Yeah. It's like, okay, we'll give you a house. But you gotta help us build it. You know, like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, what? I got to help build it? What you talking about, Willis? You know, I got to help build the house? What? You know, and so now, I'll address your comment in a moment, Lamont. So now, you know, like, oh, wait a minute. You mean to tell me I got to build the house too? You know, you going to give me a house? Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold up. I don't know if I want to be involved in this because I got to build a house too. So, you know, oh boy. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who counters what I'm saying by saying this. There are more blacks in college than ever before. I believe that they will, knowing college would be free. So Lamont Gates, who I appreciate, regular participant of Ron Kelly's show. So Lamont Gates states that he believes that black folks would go, because he believes, according to his statistics, that there are more black folks in college right now than ever before, and he believes that black folks would run to the universities and join up. But you know, I'm gonna get to all this other stuff, Jesse and all this other stuff, R. Kelly. Not necessarily talk about them per se, but what the reaction has been. That's what I want to focus on. So we'll get to that after the break. I don't believe that, you know, Ocasio-Cortez, I really don't like her. You know, I mean, I'm not like her personally. I just don't like her views. I don't like her views because this, you know, everything can't be equal. I mean, this is America. This is a capitalist society, whether you like it or not. You know, the company you work for makes money so they can pay you. You know, so you might make more than somebody else. Now, let's say you make more than somebody else. So now, let's say you're making, shout out to Steve Mayrat, Cynthia Jones, Turnquist Jones, and shout out to my man, Bunny McKnight. So, all right, these people like Beto and Bernie and Miss Ocasio-Cortez want everything to be equal. So let's say you work in some way and you're making $40 an hour, right? You're making $40 an hour. But now, because let's say Bernie is president, everything is going to be equal. Everybody's going to make the same money. So you're going to go from $40 an hour to making whatever, you know, let's say the median hourly wage will now be $20 an hour. I mean, so you're not going to want that. You know, you're not going to want that. If you're making $40 and old boy next to you is making $20, but because things have to be equal, how you doing, my sister, Cynthia Turquoise Jones? So you're not going to want that. You're making $40 an hour and somebody else next to you is making $20 an hour. You'd be like, hold up. You know, that's his problem. Exactly. That's his problem. He makes $20, you make $40. You make $40 because of what you've done to make that $40, and he makes $20 because maybe he just got there. So everything can't be equal. So with this Ocasio-Cortez, you know, going after Amazon and Beto and Bernie with his free this, free that, free healthcare, free. Oh, no, it can't be like that. Because guess what? If healthcare is free, it's going to go down. If healthcare is free, if we have free healthcare in America, the quality of that healthcare is going to go down. There's going to be less doctors because they'd be like, well, because people become doctors because they want to make money. People become lawyers because they want to make money. This is America, the capitalist society, the largest economy in the world. So people come here to make money. People go to school to make money. So what if there was no incentive anymore? It means that you got a good lawyer, you got to pay. Good lawyer wants more money. You got to pay. You want a good doctor, a really good doctor? You know, you got to have the bomb health insurance or be like Oprah or somebody like that where you can, you know, fly in people from all over the world to work on you. But my point is that everybody, everything cannot be even in this world. Everything cannot be even. So Steve Mayran, who says that'll never happen. Right? Everything can't be even. Some people are going to have, and some people are not going to have. Hey, I got two cars, and I have a motorcycle. Now, I don't want to give up my stuff because Joe Schmo next door only has a a English racer, whatever you call it, dirt bike. Does that mean I got to have a dirt bike too? No, I got what I got because I've earned it. You know, so I can go outside and in the summer anyway, look and see the three different things that I can get on. So we don't want the socialism nonsense. I don't want Bernie to be president. Besides, he's too old. And shout out to the old people. You know, we need new ideas. We need new blood. But enough of this Ocasio-Cortez nonsense and all of this equality stuff, income equality. You know, I make what I make because I do what I do. I have a skill. I have a license to do what I do. And that's what I do. So if you don't make what I make, shame on you. Let's take a break. Hold on, before we go, shout out to Lamont Gates, who says democratic socialism is more of a philosophy than a law. Bernie couldn't change capitalism due to the Constitution. All he could do is add to the social programs that already exist. He wouldn't change your $40 to $20 per hour. But see, but this is then they need to be specific about that, Lamont Gates. This is not being said. All we're being told is everybody should be equal. Now they're trying to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. You know, so what's going to happen is all of the people who are, they're going to be working part-time. They're not be working full-time because the smaller companies can't afford the health care. So where does the money come from to put health care on these people if they have to pay them twice as much as they used to make? See, this is the problem. This is the problem. You know, I don't begrudge somebody to make $15 an hour, but I think that the business, wherever they're working at, should be able to earn the income that they're making as well. Steve Mayran, shout out to Steve Mayran, who says we're taking this equality a little too far. You get paid for the work you put in. Exactly, Steve Mayran. Exactly. You get the work. You get paid for the work you get that you do. You know, we're taking this. We're taking this way too far. We're taking this way too far. That's why I'm afraid of Bernie and Beto and people like that, and Ocasio-Cortez. They scare me. I don't want to be. You get paid for what you do. I think if you're not doing, well, I mean, I had to go to school and all of this stuff to do what I do today. And I think that people who, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it because you ain't got it. It's not because somebody stopped you from getting it. You just ain't got it. So, shout out to Lamont Casey says, shout out to Cynthia Turnquist Jones, who says, should education be equal to receive? But see, you know what? Let me take a quick break. Y'all stay right there. Don't move. I know some of y'all leave when I go on break. I'll be seeing you. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more. It'll be fast, I promise. 30 seconds with more. Back in 30 seconds with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh, no, we won't. We're going to be back right now. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Okay. Shout out to Victor McLean, my brother from Christchurch. If you don't have a church home, you can slide all over to Christchurch. Two campuses, one in Montclair, New Jersey. The other in Rockaway, New Jersey. For more information, go to ChristchurchUSA.org. Okay, so somebody showed me a lot of love, David, all those hearts. Shout out to Steve Mayran, who says the Catch-22 is that it's not being told about. Right. See, these new Democrats are scary to me. They're scary. Scary. Because everything is, you know, what you do is what you do. What you earn is what you earn. If you're sitting home watching Jerry Springer, no, you shouldn't be making as much money as I do. You know, just so this quality nonsense has got to go down. you know, I think that, let me see what else. Somebody else is saying something else. Charles D. Wainwright says he's back in school now getting his master's degree, not for a title or a piece of paper on the wall, but to increase my earning power. Congratulations, Steve. You know, I went to radio and television. I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I got a degree from the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, one of the best schools in America for radio and television. I had to pay $13,000 to go, and I didn't get any student loan. That money came from my 401k. When I when I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting, I had to go to school after work. So sometimes I would go to school in my uniform, you know, to get my degree in radio and television broadcasting. So folks have to get up off their behinds and do what they need to do. You can't, see, because Bernie, see, this is what we've suffered from, and I got a couple of other subjects I want to move on to in a minute. But see, this is what we suffered from. See, this is how the Democrats, and shout out to Bernie, all the Democrats that I know, Benji Wimberly and Siobhan or something, no offense to them. They're Democrats, and no offense to them, because they're people who I know and respect. You know, all the people on the Democratic Party in Passaic County, and, well, I don't live there anymore, but in Essex County, too, where I live. Yeah, shout out to Steve Mayran, says he's going back to get his master's. Congratulations, my brother. I wish you well. Shout out to Cynthia Turnquist Jones, who says, let me narrow the question about education. Should the education sector be even playing field from K and 12? Well, see, the whole thing is home. Shout out to Steve Mayran. Shout out to Derek Lee, who just joined the program. Yeah, Cynthia Turnquist Jones says, should the educational sector be an even playing field from K to 12? See, one of the problems with school, especially in the urban areas, we look at the school, we blame the school. When I was a county officer, I used to do security at the school system, Patterson, New Jersey school system. And there would be mothers there who'd be ready to knock the teacher out because their child is not doing well. You know, I'm like, wait a minute. Whose fault is that? That your child is not doing well? And we had to break up many, you know, heated arguments of parents who blame the teacher for their child's ineptitude, basically. You're welcome, Stephen. Really? So, you know, when we talk about, you see the films of the kids in Africa, for example, walking to school with no shoes on, it takes 5 miles away for them to get there. I mean, our kids got buses coming to get them. Those buses are like luxury van, you know, luxury Mercedes-Benz sprinters, compared to some of the you know, in other places where the school is just a room. And there's no technology at all. And they have benches. They don't sit in chairs. They don't have desks. They have one long desk that goes all the way across the room that everybody sits at. So some people, you know, don't have it that good. They don't have it like we have it. You know, we have our kids who really just don't want to go to school. These kids in Africa and some of these other developing nations, the kids got to walk 5 miles, 10 miles to get to school. There's no yellow bus sitting outside, you know, waiting to pick them up. So, you know, it's just like most of the people that live in America, we don't appreciate the gift that America is. We don't appreciate it because we're used to it. So we, you know, we throw away half our food. There's people who would eat that food. You know, you get full, what do? You throw your food away. Throw half a plate away, chicken, rice, whatever it is you're eating. You throw stuff away. There's people who would kill to get that food that you don't want. You throw stuff away. So, you know, we just have to appreciate. I know I'm going off the rails here. We have to appreciate the gift that America is. And like I said, I don't agree with this socialism nonsense. You know, Bernie and Beto and Ocasio-Cortez. I mean, I don't like what she says. I think she's a problem. And I think she's a drain to the Democratic Party. And I think that the Muslims, the Muslima who just became a congresswoman has done Muslims a disservice by some of the things that she has said. She has done Muslims a disservice. Instead of keeping her mouth shut, she goes out there and opens her mouth, sticks her foot in it. She says, because it was, you know, because people say, see, you give him a break. And you see, that's what white folks are saying. See, you give him a break and look what happened. You give him a break and look what happened. They come into Congress, now they're talking nonsense. Shout out to Cynthia Turnquest Jones, who says she's been talking to staff and telling them that economics is not the reason for children not being able to read. No, it's not. No, it's not. Kids just don't want to read. I mean, look at all the stuff out now, Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. Look at all these things that spell check. You don't have to learn how to spell. You don't even have to know how to spell. Now, if you on Facebook and you spell something wrong, you're just stupid because you got spell check. On all of this stuff, you got spell check. You know, I mean, I know there's some people who can't spell, but you got spell check on all of this stuff. Anyway, it's half past the hour, 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Thanks so much, everybody, for your participation in this show. So Jussie Smollett was arraigned today. You know, I didn't see that much about it. Maybe my words were, people were taking heed to what I've been saying. The Jussie Smollett, Jussie Smollett, who was the gay, he's actually really gay from what I understand. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Good segue. Who allegedly orchestrated, created an attack on himself by paying two people that he worked out with or did God only knows what with. That hat was killing me. He's been arraigned. But I didn't see that much about it online, and I'm surprised. There was no Jussie stuff. Oh, breaking news, Jussie. Oh, I hate that. I hate that. So I had to block some people. You know, I had to, you know, because it just annoys the crap out of me. So I had to, like, snooze some people for 30 days. I mean, I really did. I had to snooze some people. Like, you know, and I know some people might be snoozing me. But I'm like, look, I got to snooze. And I have people who I know, who I'm cool with. But I had to snooze them because it's outrageous nonsense. So, you know what, I'm just going to snooze you for 30 days, and I'll unsnooze. I didn't unfriend them, I just snoozed them, put their behinds to sleep, because I just got tired of seeing the ridiculousness, and these people who I know. So, anyway, so I didn't see that much about Jussie. I don't see too much more about R. Kelly anymore. I guess maybe because the story is getting old. But like I said, though, when stuff happens to black folks, who are the first people to run to the computer? Black folks. Black folks are the first people to run to the computer when something happens to another black person. The first ones. When that thing broke with R. Kelly, breaking news. And everybody and their mama is going on Facebook to tell us something we already knew. Shout out to Diana Glenn. How you doing, my sister? Shout out to your husband. Pray for your husband. Everybody pray for Diana Glenn and her husband who's ill. Diana Glenn, my sister from way, way back when. Love you, my sister. Prayers for your husband to have a speedy recovery. Oh, yeah, almost forgot. Thank you, Cynthia Turnquest Jones. Boy, I was about to make a major boo-boo, because I know y'all want to know what I think about this school stuff, right? Lori Loughlin and these Lori Loughlin, who was one of the stars of Full House, and some other folks. I mean, this is big, too. I mean, this is big. Now, this is something nobody's talking about. Now, if it was black, it'd be all black folks would be all on it. But this school scandal thing, thank you, Cynthia Turnquest Jones, because I did say I was going to talk about it. I'll get to the other stuff later, so after the next break, if I take one. Yeah, but the school, now, look, this has been going on for years. Let me tell you. Shout out to Steve Mayran, who says, I hope this sounds harsh, but I have no sympathy for him. He just made it harder for every person of color who has a legitimate complaint talking about R. Kelly. Well, you know, and you think people would actually be asking me, did I want them to stop calling me R. Kelly? I said, no. Everybody knows I don't play with children. You know, so that's the name my mama gave me, and I'm happy she did. Maybe I'm going to be famous one day, not infamous. Thank you, Steve Mayran. So, okay, the college scandal. The college scandal. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for anybody who's suffering from some type of debilitating mental or physical defect. So I do feel bad for him. I do feel bad for R. Kelly. I do. When he was up there crying with Gayle King, I felt bad for him. I feel bad for anybody who's in a you know. I don't feel bad for serial killers, but who did he kill? So I don't feel bad. I feel bad for R. Kelly. I feel bad for the black community. I feel bad for black artists. And I feel bad for black people as a whole. Because every time something happens with one of us, they hang it around our necks like the Jamaican necklace. You know, and just like with the y'all are throwing me all off tonight, but it's okay. Just like the Down Low movement, JL, whatever the brother's name was, who wrote the DL book, the Down Low book, you know, guys who marry women or who live with women or who date women, but really secretly date men, you know. And when that came out, right, when the Down Low thing came out, everybody made it seem like it was a black thing. And I used to talk about that, like, come on. No, it's not a black thing. When J.L. King, whatever the guy's name is, wrote that book, the Down Low book, everybody, like women, were, you know, talking about it. I'm asking my man questions. That wasn't no black thing. That was whatever that was, there's men from all nationalities who do that. It wasn't just a black thing. And I railed about that, and I spoke out about that a lot. That people were trying to make it seem like only black men were down low. Hell no. No. There was Hispanic, Asian, you know, European, Arabic, all kinds of cats. It wasn't just black men. So I railed against that. No, it wasn't just us. And so this stuff that R. Kelly did will be pinned on us. Steve Mayran says, I don't respond or share any of that because if you're right, why assisting it down 4-5? Right. And see, and that's what they do. People just want likes. People want likes. I don't care if I don't get no likes. I got 5,300 likes on my radio show page. I don't know those people, but those are all people who listen to my radio show. You know, I wouldn't want to buy any likes. Like, I see somebody who posts something and they got 3 million retweets. Come on, man. Come on. We know you ain't got no 7 million retweets. Come on. Retweets. Retweets. Come on, man. Knock it off. Shout out to Steve Mayran. Appreciate that, brother. And you're right. People post stuff. The most outrageous nonsense. The most outrageous nonsense for life. Yeah, people posting for attention. Tell you what. Where is it? If you're posting, I don't have it here. If you're posting for attention, get Dr. Susanna Flores' book, Face Hooked. If you're posting for attention, if you're posting for likes, Dr. Susanna Flores' book, Face Hooked. You can get it on Amazon. Okay. Y'all got me all stuck here. I'm supposed to be talking about gay conversion therapy. I can skip over the Trump stuff, but I will address that as well. Because I'm a professional at 21 minutes before the hour. So, shout out to Lamont Gates, who says, I don't believe the crying was an act. No, I don't believe that R. Kelly crying was an act. No, I don't believe it at all. I believe that he was being genuine. You see, now, as far as like what he was crying for is another story. Some people cry when they get caught. They don't cry about what they did. They cry about getting caught. So, you know, but do I believe the crying was an act? No, I don't believe the crime was an act. I believe R. Kelly is genuinely sorry he got caught. But you see, my problem with this, shout out to Buddy McKnight, who says, crying, he's a bad actor, loves music. Yeah, and I still listen to R. Kelly music. I'm never going to stop. And if I was at a music show, which I don't have, because I don't do music shows, shout out to people who do. I lost it for a minute there. Yeah, Buddy McKnight says he's a bad actor, a lot of his reasons. Yeah, but he wasn't acting. He was really crying. He was really crying. Shout out to Steve Mayran replying to the mom who says, yeah, bad acting. Yeah, it's true. But he was really crying. You see, but see, Here's the thing, you know, R. Kelly was so guilty. Where were these people before the airing of that that documentary on Lifetime? Where were these people before that? Where were all the people crying about R. Kelly? Where were they? That's my question. That's my question. If R. Kelly was such a I'll never say it. I believe he's guilty. Never. But shout out to Lamont Gates, who asked me, do I believe he's guilty? I'll never say that. No, I don't believe he's guilty. No, I don't. But my point is this. Prior to the airing of the R. Kelly documentary, called Surviving R. Kelly, which I did not watch, intentionally did not watch, because I didn't want to participate in that nonsense. So I didn't watch it. But where were these people prior to the airing of the R. Kelly documentary? Where were they? That's what I want to know. Where were they? Where were all those people? Where were all those people? Y'all hold up for a second. I see y'all got a lot of responses to this. Cynthia Trimplett Jones, Bunny McKnight, Steve Mayran. I'll get to all y'all. But answer me this. Post, and I want you to post this on my feed, on my live feed on Facebook. I don't have a feed on the other YouTube, but I do have a feed on Facebook. So go to my feed on Facebook. And I want to know, where, shout out to Sharif Bug, where were all of these people prior to R. Kelly's, the airing of R. Kelly's documentary? That's my question. Where were the prosecutors? Where were the Chicago police? Where was the Cook County Prosecutor's Office? Where were these people? Where were these girls? Where were these parents? Where were all of these people? Where was this stuff? So they just waited to the R. Kelly video and said, oh, okay, now we're going to come out and come on. Come on. Where were these people? Where the hell were these people? Now, R. Kelly, the last time, somebody look it up for me and post it, please, because I can't do it right now. The last time R. Kelly went to trial was at least 10 years ago, at least. So you mean to tell me let's say 2009, let's just say. So you mean to tell me between 2009 and 2019, R. Kelly, you know, he didn't do anything until after that documentary was aired? I mean, come on. I'm not defending the guy because people say I defend him. And I don't give a damn what some people say about me. I care what y'all say, but I don't care about what a lot of people say. But where was Gloria Allred? Where was Avenatti, two ambulance chasers who never met a victim they didn't like, because that's all they do is represent sex victims. That's all they do. Michael Avenatti, Gloria Allred. I like her daughter, but that's all they do is chase sex victims. Where were they before this started? Where were they prior to the airing of the R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly documentary? Where were all these people? Somebody just please tell me, where were these people before that video? Because right after the video came out, here come the police. Here comes Gloria Allred. Here comes Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti, the shyster who couldn't do nothing with Stormy Daniels, so he tried to use her to step his way up. And when he couldn't get any traction with her, he kicked her to the curb, and now he grabs on to somebody else. You know, Gloria Allred, same thing. I have no respect for her. None. And I trolled her, too, on Twitter. Trust me. And, you know, so where were those people? You mean to tell me they waited? They waited? What about the Catholic Church? What about the Catholic Church? You see, there's some stuff going on. Let me take a break, because y'all got me going. Let me take a quick break, come right back. 30 seconds, I promise. 30 seconds. We'll be right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show. RonKellyShow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
right.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
All right, I'm going to skip the drop. I'm going to skip the bumper. We come right back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Y'all know what you're listening to. TheRonKellyShow.com, broadcasting live all across the United States of America, actually. And also on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is up and running. You can go over there and you can see videos of the Ron Kelly Show. And also you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show and see any one of several hundred Ron Kelly shows over the last several years, ones I've done, if you want to go back and catch me in a lie, which you won't, but you can try on the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. All right, so shout out to Lamont Gates. Shout out to Cleo CEO. I think that's it, Cleo CEO Mitchell. Shout out to Pedro Rodriguez, friend of the Ron Kelly Show, somebody who I supported for mayor. I mean, but I don't live in Patterson, so nobody wants to listen to me. But shout out to Pedro Rodriguez. And Lamont Gates, who says the Catholic priests were all protected by a diocese. Yes, they were. Yes, they were, Lamont Gates. The Catholic priests were all protected by a diocese. They would not turn the priests over to civic authorities, or civil authorities, Lamont Gates, until recently after being found out to which most of those priests are either dead or the statute of limitations run out. Well, guess what? There is no statute of limitations on rape. A lot of the states, the state legislatures, the state assemblies have removed any statute of limitations. So now some of these people 20 years ago get paid. You know, now, I wouldn't want to be molested by a priest in order to get paid, but these people are being compensated in some kind of way. You're right. Even right here in New Jersey, Cardinal McCarrick, right here in Newark, who was defrocked by the Pope, because that's what they did. You see, people, you know, everybody want to jump on R. Kelly. See, and I'm not defending them, but see, people, when the priests were caught, it was kept under the rug. It was kept under the rug. When the priests got caught, they got sent somewhere. Right? So when the priests got caught, they sent them to another parish. They sent them to Pennsylvania. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the RonKellyShow.com. You know, you got to love this business. I mean, you have to really love this business or put up with the nonsense that I have to put up with every week. I have to end this broadcast. Always something. It's always something. Oh, boy. You know, it's always something with this stuff. It's always something. I just lost everything. So I just, you know, I'm praying to God to move me out of this internet nonsense and put me on a real radio station. Saying shout out to Dave Oman. And I apologize, everybody. The feed went out, and I had to end the broadcast, but I'm back on Ron Kelly Facebook page. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Yeah, you know, Lamont Gates, you know how this nonsense is. I don't really just stopped, and I don't have the other computer on right now, so I just really don't understand why I lost. But it's Facebook. I mean, what can I say? Yeah, Facebook conspiracy, right. They don't want me talking about R. Kelly. But anyway, what I was talking about was we just blew up the rest of the show. So this is your show. This is your show. So I'll get to some of the stuff. It just wasn't meant for me to talk about that stuff this week. I'll get back to it. But in the 10 minutes that I got left to the program, my question is, where were all these people? Like, okay, I'm not defending R. Kelly. I'm not saying he's worthy of a defense. What I'm saying is, where were all these people? Where were these victims? Where was the Cook County Prosecutor's Office? These people, right after that video was aired, these people popped up out of the woodwork. Right after the video aired, they popped up out of the woodwork. Shout out to everybody. I'm sorry, Steve, Cynthia, Michael, Mazak, all of y'all who participated in Ron Kelly's show. I apologize for the technical difficulty. I'm not sure what it was. It happens. Lamont Gates says Facebook conspiracy. Maybe it's a possibility. But I'm back on, so if you want to tell a friend, you can come back over because I am on Facebook as we speak. Okay. So there's a couple minutes left to the program. Everybody, thanks so much for joining me. Shout out to Pedro Rodriguez. Would have been the mayor of Patterson. But Andre Sayegh wound up winning it. Well, I don't like to talk about local politics, but I'll do it every now and then for somebody who, if it's interesting. So anyway, so where were these people when R. Kelly was? I know I asked the question about 20 times, but nobody said anything. See, that's a good sign. Those people came out after R. Kelly once that documentary was aired. That's when they all came out. So why is that? Why did Bill Cosby go to jail, 80-year-old man? And why did Paul Manafort, who was trumpeter, he got 7 years? And somebody made a very good point that put it on Facebook, that Kwame Kilpatrick was the mayor of Detroit. The youngest mayor in the history of Detroit, got 28 years. But see, now I did look that up. Somebody did put that on Facebook. I looked it up. Kwame Kilpatrick got a life sentence in the beginning, but he lied about the chick he was, in the closet with. And so that's why his sentence got up so high. So that's why he had to do the 28 years. But anyway, so next week, here on the Ron Kelly Show, I'll talk about some of the things that I had planned to talk about, but y'all dragged me off, put me off, and I went into these other things, which I'm glad that I was able to talk about. So that's my question. Where were all these people? And is there a conspiracy? Is there a conspiracy to bring down, to take up, because the best way to take hope from people is to kill off the people who they revere, the people who they, like Martin Luther King, for example. Shout out to Keith Hall, University of the 80s, Tuesday night, 9 to 11 Central on the Fishbowl Radio Network. So, like Dr. Martin Luther King, who was killed. Dr. Martin Luther King, that was the Civil Rights Movement died on April 4th, 1968, coming up on 51 years ago. It died. It died because they killed him. They killed him and died. Jesse Jackson? Reverend Al Sharpton? No. No. I don't think so. Okay, I'm going to break out of here. I did start the show earlier, so I'm going to break out of here. I got some things to do anyway. Shout out to Keith Hall. Thank you, Keith. My radio brother, the Fishbowl Radio Network, Tuesday night. I'll say it again. Tuesday night, University of the 80s. 9 to 11 p.m. Central Time. That's the middle of the country. Central Time. Show originates in Texas. Right there at the Fishbowl Radio Network. Shout out to Terry Price. Some of the other folks. Gilbert Gonzalez. Some of the other people who broadcast from the Fishbowl Radio Network. Okay. All right. So I'm out of here. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. We'll pick this up next Tuesday. Tuesday. Jesus, I'm still thinking about Keith. Next, shout out to Keith Steve Mayran. Yeah, and I want y'all, sometimes during the week, I want somebody to tell me where were these people before the airing of the documentary. Where would these two girls come from? Where did these parents come from? Where did all of this stuff come from before? Why didn't weren't these people out there before the airing of that video? Because like I said, the best way to kill off a people is to kill off. But where would you be? Because where were those people? Where were those people? Shout out to Steve Mayberry. Can't silence the truth. That's right. Where were those people? Those people came out after that video surfaced. That's when those people came out. Because that's what they needed. That's what they needed. So was it orchestrated? I'm not saying that R. Kelly didn't do anything wrong. Was there a conspiracy about? R. Kelly's one of the most prolific singer-songwriters in the world. In the world. R. Kelly wrote for everybody. Revived Charlie Wilson's career, who was circling the bowl. Revived his career. Revived Ronald Isley, who the Isley brothers have been around for longer than some of us have been alive. Revived their careers. One song. Genius. Michael Jackson, greatest entertainer ever. Better than anybody. Better than anybody. Still throwing dirt on his grave. Man's dead. He's been dead for a long time. There's something going on here. All right, I'm out of here. I'm gonna break out. I got things to do. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me here on the Ron Kelly Show. We'll see you back here next week for another edition. So between now and then, please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. Don't let them, somebody. See you back here next week. I'm out. Thank you.